When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
In 8 minutes, a little of your guess is as good as mine. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
A couple from our random question. Question, this one on the kid disease. What did you have growing up? My son was 2 years old. He started running a fever of 105 for days. Lived in Germany at the time. Had to put him in the German hospital. Now, his white blood cells dropped drastically. Yep. He almost died. But let me tell you, if you're going to be hospitalized, Germany's the place to go. Soda machines had German beer. I was up there all day, and the old German men would walk around with an IV in their arm and a cigarette in the other hand and a German beer in the other. Nothing like a drunk-ass, horny German hitting on you and following you everywhere. Subject is bread. We could have done a whole show on bread.
By the way, I hope your kid was all right.
I'm sure that the kid... Oh, kid didn't make it. No, I didn't.
Yeah, wow.
But what a great hospital.
I'm in a hospital. Like, yeah, he had a temperature 105 degrees, but they have beer.
Guys, ciabatta should never be used for sandwiches. Too much bread to fillings ratio to squirts all the filling out and smashes the tomato. That from the oh-so-wise Julianne, who says, I love you guys. All right, let's see here. We'll do the best we can on these birthdays. We're a man down. A German down, so to speak. In a coach down.
Yeah.
Ola Bacholos, can you please wish our son Hunter a very happy third birthday? Can he get some green beans and a little kid fish sandwich? Lots of love, guys. That from Mom, Dad, and Oki.
Fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ooh, he's going to be a big brother in the next couple of days or so, too.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
He's 3 years old. I think you know when you're three, right, if Mom's going to have a baby? Kind of have an idea.
If it's a couple of weeks, I would have to think. Yeah. Like, at this point, either mom's super fat for no reason I can figure out, or she's pregnant.
Well, when the baby shows up, the kid will definitely know then because
it's
like the dog getting jealous. Like, where's all the attention gone? Boo bitches, today is my grandson Dawson, a.k.a. Diesel's 7th birthday. Can I get a fart montage? Some Ray Lewis and some dad jokes from Miles. And a shout out to his mom, Chelsea, who turned 32 over the weekend. Happy birthday, Diesel. Love from Papa Doug. Had to go to the 7-year-old joke well to make sure that these were appropriate.
Yeah.
Right? Why did the banana go to the doctor?
He wasn't peeling well?
He wasn't peeling very well.
All right.
Here's one for you, kid. Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Follow the S.
Ooh.
7 years old. Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill? To get to the bottom. And why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. 7-year-old joke, see? We got him.
What did the 0 say to the 8?
What was that?
Nice belt.
Boo bitches, today my grandson. Oh, that was right, though. Please wish my baby Jasmine a very happy 30th birthday with a dirty German, letting her know what's in store for her now that she's in her 30s and miles from dad jokes. Lots of love, that from Mom and from Devin.
Yeah, now that you're in your 30s, you can expect the sex to be good and last a little longer. Also, when people say, ooh, I can smell the jasmine, maybe not a good thing.
All right, Jasmine, I know you're 30, but...
I'm thinking gorilla fingers, Mike.
I still just pulled up 7-year-old jokes. Because I had more. So I know you're in your 30s, but... How did the Yeti feel when he had the flu? The Yeti.
Abominable.
He felt abominable.
All right.
How does the man in the moon cut his hair? How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
I don't know.
Eclipse it.
Damn it.
And what's faster, cold or hot? What's faster, cold or hot?
I don't know. What is faster?
Hot. Because you can catch a cold. More birthday love. Bachola's not sure if you guys are working. We are working.
We're here.
Yeah.
We almost never take a day off, man.
Yeah. I turned 50 today. A shock to the system for sure. I've also just locked in my 6th year of sobriety.
The
new decade is starting off way better than the 40s. Hoping to hear some words of advice from the coach. Nah, can't do that one. Would love to see the men's room IPA in a non-alcohol version and be available, but not here probably in Sacramento. A loyal 4-hour-a-day listener, best show on the radio. I got to give out a shout-out to Anderson Glassblowers in Laconner. Cheers, bitches. That from Starbuck. Give Starbuck a dealer's choice there, since Coach Ted is not in the house.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Thankfully, there's good news.
Please clap.
Hey, guys, I'm 56 years old today. Can I please request that your penis is too small? I feel like treating myself on my birthday. That from Rebus, the dude who called in about ODing on Viagra. What did he take, 7?
Yeah, I think it was 7 of them.
Rebus, we don't have the full version of that, but anyway. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Let's get a contest on the line for your guess is as good as mine now. 206-803-ROCK. Call now. In the meantime, some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Found your beer at the grocery outlet in Auburn. Someone probably already told you, but just in case, they have it stocked with plenty of other Black Raven beer on hand.
Nice.
And trust us when we say, if you like other styles of beer and you want to give us our shot, give our beer a shot, that's awesome. But if not, man, whatever your favorite style of beer is, you cannot go wrong with Black Raven.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Let's see here. Guys, happen to spot your beer in the 7-Eleven off 167 in Sumner. Wasn't expecting it, so I'd figure I'd send it in. Also, I took a list at the list at KISW.com. Hey, whether it's on there or not, you take a picture of it, keep sending in the beer.
Absolutely.
We'll keep mentioning the locations. I know Safeway and Total Wine in Tacoma. But let's see here. Oh, that's from our buddy Bacon. Bacon Caviar. Hello from Walla Walla, Washington. My name is Josiah. I am the general manager here in charge of beer, and I put yours on tap. I was told by the rep at Black Raven to email you guys for a shout-out for our bar on the show. We are here at Public House 124, the 124, and proud to have the beer on tap as of yesterday. And loving Black Raven and the flavor. Thanks so much, guys. That from Josiah. And one more. Ola Dinosaur Z Grocery Outlet in Auburn has all of your Black Raven needs. I think we just hit that one. Somebody else sent it in. I grew up listening to you guys with my dad, still listen to you now with my fiance. We just got done celebrating our birthdays and found the local Men's Room IPA at our local liquor store in Ocean Shores. Been looking all over the place in the Grays Harbor area and finally got it at the liquor store in Ocean Shores.
Nice.
So there you go. All right, let's see here. Time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories and see if you can get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, do we have our contestant?
Or we had them, but they have since hung up.
All right.
Apparently, they don't like beer talk.
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right. It's Mike versus Steve.
All right.
Actually, you guys are on the same team.
I'd say versus. How's this going to work?
That's right. Okay. So we have the states where it costs the most to live comfortably. We have the states that are the least expensive states when it comes to living comfortably. And we also have the best cities for the top barbecue in the United States based on 5 different categories, 20 different metrics, and they pick from the 500 biggest U.S. cities.
How are you feeling there, Steve?
I feel like the easiest, and I don't know, would be the least expensive states to live in.
Yeah.
Followed by the most expensive states to live in, followed by the barbecue. Because they did, I mean, a couple of cities we can nail with barbecue, right?
Sure.
Start in the south, but then you start running a little thin.
Exactly. You hit the big ones, like I said, there's about 5, then all of a sudden it gets muddy.
You start with Texas, right, and then move your way out.
All right, let's do it. Least expensive states.
Least expensive states. All right.
States where it costs the most to live comfortably. In the 10 most expensive states in the nation, you'll need to make 6 figures to live comfortably. Visual capitalist defines the term as the amount a single individual would have to cover what is called a 50-30-20 budget. That means 50% for necessities, such as housing and utilities, 30% for discretionary spending, and 20% for savings or investment. Here are the top 10 most expensive states where it takes the most to live comfortably. From there, we'll go on to the least expensive.
All right.
Number one is Massachusetts.
Nope.
Yep.
You need to make $116,000 a year annually to live there.
Too much snow. Too much
snow. To live comfortably.
Sorry.
Hawaii is number 2 at 113, followed by California, also at 113. Believe it or not, it costs the same amount of money to live in California to be comfortable as it does in Hawaii. New York, not far behind, in 4th. Good old Washington State is the 5th most expensive state, $106,000 a year to live comfortably.
Thanks, Seattle, for that.
Followed by Colorado at 6, New Jersey at 7, Maryland at 8, Oregon at 9, and Rhode Island at 10, rounding out at $100,000.
Rhode Island.
So all of the top 10 most expensive states where it costs the most to live comfortably, you need to make at least $100,000 a year.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, because it's driving distance to all the good states.
Right. Now we get into your ballpark. That would be the states where you don't need to make nearly as much money. The least expensive states. You guys know how the game is played. Get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Now remember, this is not what it takes to live there. It's what it takes to live comfortably.
Comfortably.
So you're doing much better than the other residents of the state to make this much money.
Gotcha.
West Virginia.
Right. I'm still thinking that we need to go flyover states. We need to go to the south.
Mm-hmm. Okay. West Virginia is number 50 on the list, so technically number 1.
All right.
$78,790 to live high on the hog.
$78,000.
You're a king in West Virginia.
What do you think about Mississippi?
That was going to be my next guess, Mike.
Mississippi at number 42. You need $82,000 a year.
So what would that technically be? Number 8?
That would technically be number 9 at 42.
What about Arkansas?
Arkansas comes in at number 49.
At
$79,000 to live comfortably. You guys are 3 for 3.
Okay.
All right, now we got like the Oklahomas.
Right. I like Iowa. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's not a whole lot there to really draw up pricing. I'm going to go Iowa.
Iowa's 41. So technically, number 10 on the list. I'm doing the math that way.
What do you think of the Dakotas?
Ooh, the Dakotas aren't bad.
Because there's nothing there. Right?
I would lean North Dakota over South Dakota, but I wouldn't rule out South.
All right, how about North Dakota?
Number 47. $80,000 a year to live comfortably, which is better than most.
You hit Iowa.
You've got 5 out of the 10. West Virginia, Arkansas, North Dakota, Mississippi, and Iowa.
Do we want to keep going along the south? Like, is Alabama in there?
I would think Alabama would be there. I'd actually think Louisiana would be in there. What sort of Alabama?
Alabama just barely missed the top 10, so you're not wrong.
Does like New Orleans draw out Louisiana at all? Baton Rouge?
So Louisiana is probably the most expensive city in Louisiana, but from living there, it's New Orleans. Sorry, but it's not expensive.
Okay,
so Louisiana,
I'll trust you. Let's do it.
Number 43.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
one strike against you. You guys have gotten 4, 5, 6 out of the 10. There are 4 states remaining.
On try South Dakota.
2 of them border West Virginia.
2 of them border Kentucky. West Virginia.
Kentucky's 46 at $80,000 a year. What were you guys saying before that?
South Dakota.
South Dakota 44 at $81,000 a year. You have 2 states remaining. They both start with the same letter.
Okay.
West Virginia's at 50, Arkansas 49, North Dakota 47, Kentucky 46, South Dakota 44, Louisiana 43, Mississippi 42, Iowa 41. Now, if you get one of the states right, you've got the first letter of the other state correct.
So, and the other one borders West... We didn't get the other one that borders West Virginia.
So we have Virginia, but there's no other V's.
Right.
Got Kentucky.
It's like Tennessee border West Virginia?
Tennessee touches part of West Virginia, I believe. I'm almost thinking the letter M. But we did Mississippi.
Yep.
Missouri has Kansas City and St. Louis.
Oh, no, you're not looking at a damn map.
Okay.
You're looking at a map. There are five states that border West Virginia. You've already named four of them.
Right.
Now you've named three of them.
Pennsylvania, I think, is one.
Yep.
That will not be on the list.
No. And I also
Ohio, probably not on the list.
Right. And I don't like Tennessee either, just because Nashville is so damned expensive.
Tennessee does not border West Virginia.
It doesn't border West Virginia. Okay.
Kentucky does.
Did we say Kentucky?
Virginia. Yep. It's on the list. Okay. Virginia to the south. Maryland to the east. Pennsylvania to the north.
Hold on.
What's to the west?
Does Indiana border West Virginia?
It does not.
It does not.
Right in that Illinois? No.
That's not going to be cheap.
What's in that area?
Border. So these are the last two states.
They both start with the same letter.
And these are the last two.
That is correct. You guys got 8 out of 10, but you got 2 strikes left.
That's right.
What the hell is borders West Virginia?
West.
To the west.
Yep.
Right.
So Kentucky's what? Like southeast?
Probably the longest border of any shared state with West Virginia. Oh, no, that's not true. Virginia probably is.
Right.
Yeah, Virginia for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's on the other side from Virginia. Son of a bitch. All right, so we're leaving Virginia. We're now in West Virginia. We keep heading west, and we are...
Right, it's like under Ohio.
In...
This is killing me.
I know, it's bugging me right now.
Is there anything that the state is known for, Miles?
Your silence speaks volumes.
I mean, it's cheap to live there.
Hold on.
Right.
Oh, God.
What else borders frickin' West Virginia?
This is bothering me.
I'm not going to give you any clues. They're too easy.
Where you at, Steve?
I'm trying to think of the letter would be it. I'm thinking either an M or
all right,
an I.
All right, Buzz Aldrin. How's that? Does that help you?
Okay, we're getting close.
Ohio.
It is Ohio.
45.
Really?
I would not have thought that, man.
Yep.
Okay, Ohio winner.
So then I'm going back to your Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, 48. There you go. The 10 most least expensive states to live comfortably in the United States of America. Iowa, 41. Mississippi at 42, followed by Louisiana, South Dakota, Ohio, Kentucky at 46, North Dakota 47, Oklahoma 48, Arkansas is 49, and you guessed it, West Virginia at number 50, with an average income to live comfortably of $78,790 to live high on the hog.
All right.
You know, be like one of the most.
You'd be homeless here.
You'd be highfalutin there. Probably drive a nice truck. Got all your four-wheeler Polaris's in the back.
He was made in the 2000s.
Yeah. You got 17 Walmart Christmas displays that blow up, like, you know, like shaker thing, and Santa Claus, a couple reindeer out front, man. Got power generator. You are living large.
That's a paved driveway right there.
Indoor plumbing and everything.
Yeah, get a double wide, not single.
Those vinyl windows?
You got toilet flushes.
You got a seam running through your living room? You're rich.
It's got a roof without a tarp on it.
John, the day's coming up here in 20 minutes. You're listening to Men's Room.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research shows that cannabis appears to improve orgasmic function in women.
Cool.
Fantastic. Get high, have some fun.
Yeah, man.
Here, you smoking.
I'm all
good.
For you.
I'm good.
I'm all right. I'm good.
Just taking a day off.
Put a gummy down there. Zero down.
Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
No, seriously, keep smoking. No,
you're going to think I'm awesome.
Yeah, you're
going to
think I'm...
No, take another hit.
A new study says having strong friendships as a teenager can protect against trauma years later.
You don't say. Right. Man, oh, man. It's almost like human beings are social creatures. Thanks for this incredible update.
Well, that wasn't a taxpayer-funded study.
For real. Boost your social skills. Go out and make friends. Physical friends.
Did anyone not know that?
You know what? We all knew it. It was just never put into words. People that have friends, right. What do you know? They have less trauma as they grow up.
It's like the eclipse thing. Don't stare at the sun. Right. It doesn't change if it's an eclipse. Don't stare at the sun.
Correct.
There are certain people that are dumb enough to do it anyway.
That's right.
What are we going to hear about now? July 4th is around the corner.
That's right.
Don't hold on to your fireworks.
Golly, dude. I saw a really bad meme that was like, it was last week that I saw that, and someone said, the meme said, someone right now does not know that this is the last weekend with all the fingers on their hands.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
We are getting down to the wire there. They're already starting to pop in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I started hearing them last night. I'm like, yep, here we go.
Why wouldn't you wait until the 4th?
I get that. I got a box full of fireworks.
Sure,
just
I want to blow them
up too. Sitting in the garage.
Too.
It's like, as long as I have enough for the 4th, I'm going to blow off the extras.
Part of
man.
The fun's the anticipation. When are people going to realize that? That part of the fun's the anticipation.
But they've been anticipating it since June 15th.
Yeah.
See, so by July 1st, it's like, I'm lighting these bitches off.
It's like opening up your Christmas presents early. It's like, well, shoot, what's the point of waiting for the day?
Didn't you want to open your Christmas
presents? Of course
I did.
The anticipation's part of it.
It is.
Damn it. Don't go hunting around for your gifts. That just ruins the fun.
Or you find a dead dog in a box.
Cool. That's true.
Yeah, that'll teach you. Keep looking.
A study out of Germany says that dancers tend to have better mental health than the average person.
Huh. Really?
It's almost like physical exercise and movement.
What kind of dance? If you meet a ballerina, I never thought to myself, man, they seem very sane.
That's a stable person.
that they're A-OK. Person.
You want to go out to eat?
I don't eat.
I mean, it's just...
I think it is honestly just people that dance from time to time, you know, throughout the week, whatever it is. Again, it's just...
Feels good. It's a release.
Right. It's a release of dopamine and endorphins. Yeah. It's making you feel better just by dancing and exerting yourself a little
think
bit.
Think about it this way. You don't have to buy bras. I don't have to pay for dinner. You don't have to buy bras.
Boom. Money saving.
Zap. You don't have shoes, nothing. Cheap.
Cheap.
Can you get your gnarly ballerina feet into shoes that are not your ballerina's feet?
Oh, my God, dude.
Man, just, you know what?
No.
Do yourself a favor. Just Google image, like, ballerina's feet.
I'm not licking your toes. Anything else is on the
place. Yeah.
That's what Meatloaf was talking about. I'll do anything for love. He saw those gnarly-ass toes, but I won't do that.
I won't do that. Oh, no.
You can do the gorilla.
Could you pull your hair back any tighter? I want it to look like your eyes are coming in the back of your head. You know what I mean? Like your wedding day. When you don't look remotely anything like the woman I met.
Damn, Michael. He's on one today.
You ever been to a wedding before, man? It's like, what happened, dude?
For real, though.
God, why do you just...
And it starts early,
do
dude.
Do you need Advil for a headache, man?
Like,
what's going on?
Like school dances? You guys ever ask a girl to a school dance? Or maybe you were just there and you saw them. They're like, who in the hell's that?
I thought I was picking up doors. I am doors. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Why did you change everything about yourself?
Doors, if you look like that, I wouldn't ask you.
Man.
Good Lord. Jesus, man.
Are you Pennywise the clown? A living hell.
Why did you make this? I never realized how much forehead you had. My God, man.
I'm just wearing my dad's tuxedo like, damn, dude.
Right.
Miles. What is the scout's motto?
Be prepared.
That is correct, because you do not prepare for an emergency because you know when it's going to happen. You prepare for when you don't know when it's going to happen. And luckily...
What's the creed?
What's the creed? We didn't have a creed.
Well, courteous, you know, all that.
Oh, that's the law.
The law. The scout law.
Courteous, kind.
Yeah, it's got his trustworthy, loyal, Hang on. Trustworthy, loyal, obedient, friendly, courteous, kind. Wait.
No.
Trustworthy, honor, loyal,
I will do
helpful.
My best to do my.
Hang on.
Duty.
Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
There you go.
And then
go.
The Scout Oath is on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
So there's nothing cultish or weird about that
even,
at all.
Even a non Eagle
Scout. You guys want candles and robes?
Even a non Eagle Scout.
Miles, you made it all the way to Eagle. You just didn't hammer it home there, buddy.
Shouldn't have diddled my buddy.
That's right. Anyway, so when it comes to preparing for an emergency, you need to prepare in any faction of life that you can. And one place that is dangerous that we never actually consider is our cars. Driving each and every day, there's a lot of emergencies that can happen. And luckily, mechanics give us a handful.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 crucial items every driver needs to keep in their car. In no particular order. Zip ties, duct tape, deer urine, crazy glue, a shovel, a hammer, an axe, lie, GPS cellular signal jamming device, Sinatra CDs. Yeah, that just about covers it.
Our boy VD needs to dance a little bit more, you know, get his mental health back on track.
He needs a tarp.
He needs the tarp. That's right. That's the one thing. That
he didn't have the tarp.
That. Yeah, or big garbage bags.
So I'm going to break code a little bit on this just because I wanted to really hammer home the importance of this. Is according to mechanics, these are 25 crucial items that every driver should keep in their glove box specifically.
Okay.
So I want you to think about your glove box. What do you guys have in your glove boxes as far as on the day-to-day?
Backup tissues that are actually napkins that I steal from every restaurant I go to.
That's correct.
Yep. My grandmother would say a wet nap from KFC.
Were they actually wet? Were they in little
yeah,
packages?
Yeah, a little moist. Right, just in case you need to clean up a little mini mess.
So 25 crucial items every driver should keep in their glove box. A weatherproof poncho being number one. So take this down, everybody. These are things that you need to shove in there.
I think we might have a poncho floating around the back of the car, but it's only because...
Fold it on down.
Well, the kid plays soccer, the weather turns to crap, so the ponchos are actually for us to stand in the misery and watch him play.
Yay. I have a rain jacket in my car at all times.
Oh, do you really?
Yep.
Sure, you also go golfing a whole lot, so that makes sense, yeah. Breath freshener.
I don't care about
good
that.
Good call, but
I got a
not
can
always.
Of Altoids.
Don't ask me any more questions.
Charging cables.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
And they actually have somebody there that's charging their electric car there.
No,
I have the ability to plug in my charger if I need it, but if I don't have my backpack with me, I don't have my phone charger.
Oh, they mean like a phone charger? Yeah, maybe. I don't care.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Well, I guess it's an emergency.
I've got one of those.
Stamps. I don't know why
stamps?
You keep stamps in your car.
Why?
But you know what? You throw them in the glove box, you just forget about them.
Why?
For the one day that you drive to the post office to mail some obscure thing
yeah, but
that you
got
didn't
them
think
there.
About it. I know, right?
Stamps are for when you're at home and you need one.
My kid, we were 2 days ago. Did not know. We were watching repeats of some sitcom, and the guy mentioned he's a stamp collector. My son goes, like, stamps, and he thought, like, the ink ones that you put on people's
letters. Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
And I said, no, man. Like,
they'd be cooler.
Like, the ones that you put on a letter, and it's still just, there's nothing registering. So we had to go into the little home office and pulled out the forever stamps.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, those things. Yeah. Like, he knew what they were, but he's physically never seen anyone use one. Any mail we get, there's no stamp. You know, it's... junk mail, or it's a bill, so it's already kind of prepaid.
And unless they are like a theme stamp, like it's a limited edition, whatever, sure. I don't think I've known anybody that hasn't bought the forever stamps.
Because you get in while the price is. It's like
exactly.
Locking in your mortgage at a lower rate.
Right, like give me a roll at the current rate. Like, nah. No, dude.
And the other thing with forever stamps, like we've had our forever stamps pretty much forever.
Crucial items every driver should keep in their glove box. Now we're going to shove in some spare change and cash.
I don't have either one of those.
I don't have any of one of those either.
Because the people breaking your car, that's what they're looking for.
Right. Sunglasses. There's a compartment for that in most cars these days. But you know what? Shove them in your glove box. Snack bars. Very important.
Snack bars.
You get stranded on the side of the road, dude. You might need a snack bar.
What do you like in your snack bars?
I just throw a little Clif bar in there. So usually it's...
Does it have chocolate in it?
No.
To me, a candy
bar
is a snack bar. If I'm stranded on the side of the road, like, yeah, you can eat your granola. I don't plan on being here for a month and a half, dude. We're not going to die.
Snickers is fine.
I had a Hershey bar in my travel bag. Guess what happened to that?
I know. It's just
like this goo of crap in there. I'm like, oh, no.
Trail mix. Little baggie of trail mix works. A water bottle. Again, these are things that you're shoving into your glove box for an emergency.
Okay.
Did I just lose my penis? A water bottle?
Water bottle.
Is there water in the bottle, or is it just a bottle?
Is this one of those
to hold water?
Is this one of those bottles that every woman carries around all the time, no matter
not
what?
Not the Stanleys. No, I don't know how you're going to fit that damn thing in there.
Right.
A fire extinguisher.
Okay.
Probably a good idea. I don't have one.
How in the world are you going to shove a fire extinguisher in your doggone glove box?
You need a bigger glove box,
I know. Criminy. An emergency blanket.
This is all in your glove box.
This is all in your glove box.
Is this like the Doctor Who glove box, where it's bigger on the inside than it is?
Like the Mary Poppins bag of glove
boxes? Like, how are we supposed to fit all this crap in there, man? This, how about in the car somewhere?
Reusable shopping bags.
I know they're sitting in the bag.
Right, how about just for going to the grocery store, the ones that just put two in there?
I keep them in there, and I've started to remember them, too. For the longest damn time, for years, we would go throughout the entire grocery store and be like, forgot the doggone bags in the car.
Because now they're going to charge for
it. That's right. 8 cents, please.
Shut up. You up to 8 cents?
Yeah.
Wow, I think I'm still hovering around five, brother.
No kidding. Where are you shopping?
I'm getting
a
deal on my grocery bags, man.
It's because they know who you are.
That's how we save money.
Notebook and pen. That is handy.
No.
You'd be surprised how many times that comes in handy. Disposable gloves.
Why do they have to be disposable?
Oh, back to VD.
Tie the body.
Yeah. Say, good Lord.
Honestly, I've considered doing it because I have a diesel, and for whatever reason, those diesel handles reek, dude.
Yeah.
And it sticks with me, so I've considered doing
it. I hate it when you drop, like, two drops on your shoe.
Oh, God.
Just regular gasoline. You get your car, you're like, oh, man.
Damn it. Hand sanitizer.
All right. That's somewhere in the car.
I think I might have that.
Yeah. Again, these are crucial items that every driver should keep in their glove box. Spare fuses.
Okay.
Now, never thought of that.
Yeah, it's not every day that your fuse blows, but
it sucks when it does.
Yeah, that's a fact. An emergency contact list.
I don't have that.
Just be my phone, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm lost on the side of the road, and I do have my phone, but I'm using someone else's, they give it to me, I'm going to be like, 1-800-DUIWAY. No, I'm not drunk. You're just the only number I know.
Bradley.
Hey, could you call my buddy?
Yeah, honestly, be like, hello, Empire Carpet.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not here for flooring, but I know your number, and I don't know who else is.
Could you call my wife real quick for me?
Right. Road maps.
Okay.
So you can know where you're lost.
Well, if you lose your phone, good idea.
Window breaker and seatbelt cutter.
Okay.
For when you fall into the water.
Don't have that.
Damn.
Yeah, that's right. It gets bad fast.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is, but every time you fall in the water, your seatbelt must not work.
It's like a box cutter. It's like a box cutter or something, I guess.
It's kind of, sort of, yeah. It's got a little lip on there that you can just kind of cut across. It's almost like a safety razor.
All right.
First aid kit.
All right.
I've got one built into my car.
Do you really?
Yeah,
good. The owner's manual. Again, these are crucial items every driver should keep in their glove box.
That's online.
Where else is it?
Online.
I never thought you'd pull it out of the car.
It is online.
Same, yeah.
I mean, that's it's in there when
pull
we buy it.
Put it in the whole office. Multi-tool.
Okay.
That is handy to have in there. Mm-hmm. Just a little Leatherman guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. They work just fine. Tire pressure gauge.
I don't have that.
Might have one. I don't remember.
I don't. Honestly, I don't.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, why you need the tire pressure gauge there for when you're out on the road, you know if your tire's flat.
You know.
Right? Let's check it real quick. Vehicle registration and insurance information.
That's very important. Correct.
Why in the world would you not have that in the car?
Who's
you're going to get
the only people that ask you for that?
That's right.
Ever. It is a cop. And at that point that they're asking for that, you're in your vehicle.
Right. And then the number one crucial item that every driver should keep in their glove box, according to mechanics, shove in that flashlight.
Yep.
I want to put a big old mag light in there. I haven't had a Maglite in a while, but those were the best doggone flashlights we ever had.
You don't need to cut the window open if you got one of those.
That's a fact, dude. Those things are tough. Gotta love it. Authorities in Missouri pulled over a vehicle unlike anything we've ever seen before, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest it on the line for Profile. This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a 90-year-old Chinese woman known only as Quinn. Now, 20 years ago, when she was 70 years old, she was working on her farm when she found what she called a strange metal lump with a wooden handle. Well, convinced it was a hammer, she took it home, and over the next two decades, that was kind of her go-to hammer. She used it to pound pretty much everything. According to her, it was her go-to hammer, and she would pound red peppers, crack nuts, hammer nails, right? This has just been her thing. They said at the point that they found this, the wood on the handle was completely smooth and shiny for how often she used it.
All right.
She used it all the time. Well, last week, a team of men working on demolishing her old house, they noticed her hammer. Only they recognized that it was not a hammer. It was an old Chinese Type 67 hand grenade. Now, initially, it was believed that it was a training grenade, so it's identical to the real thing, but not filled with explosives. However, the police tested it. Yeah, it's a fully live grenade that should have detonated at any point. The only explanation they have for this woman not blowing herself up, based on the amount of time she used it, and what she used it for, as they said, extraordinarily lucky. There's,
wow.
Yeah, they completely thought it was a dummy grenade, because she explained, like, I use it every day, man. You know, anything. I'm on a farm, I use it. So they said, it must be inert. And then they did the test, and they're like, Jesus H, this is a live grenade, man. No one could believe she didn't blow herself up. And now she's pissed, because they destroyed it. And for her, it had just been her hammer. And they're like, ma'am, you're going to die. Yeah. God damn, ma'am. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola. All right, let's get a contest on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.